WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming September 20th. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members have adopted the budget for the next school year and are officially asking voters for more operating money.
Board member David Stansny says the money would go to teachers and the others in the trenches.
I've heard this so many times. Well, you're just throwing more money at a problem and you're not, you know, you need to solve the problem instead of just throwing more money at it, whatever that's supposed to mean. If you really believe that, you need to talk to some of our classroom teachers and about what they need, the resources they need, the ability to work with parents, the ability to have social services. We didn't make the world the way it is. Our school district didn't. The society is the way it is. And we're just trying our best to educate all these kids.
A special election will be held October 10th instead of waiting until the November general election due to the way property tax bills are issued at the tax office. The election's to raise Bryan ISD's tax rate for maintenance and operation by 2 cents. The budget approved by the board lowered the tax rate to pay off bonds by 3 cents. If voters approve the tax rate request, the net effect on the property tax bill of an average home in Bryan ISD would go up almost $130. That's based on the average home value going up almost $11,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The new principal at Bryan Collegiate High School is a familiar face. The Bryan School Board has promoted Tommy Roberts to replace Christina Richardson, who has moved to the central office. Roberts has been associate principal the last 5 years and before that taught at Collegiate for 3 years. Roberts has been in Bryan ISD since 2005. The Texas A&M system has agreed to not seek exemptions on new construction at two locations in College Station. Chancellor John Sharp has announced approving the request from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters. The system will not seek to exempt from property taxes up to $300 million of improvements to the Century Square Retail Hotel Complex. And the system will collect hotel occupancy taxes at Century Square and the Conference Center Hotel north of Kyle Field. Bryan police believe weather could have been a factor in a fatal crash yesterday morning. 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson of Madisonville was driving on Highway 21 east of the freeway around 11:15 a.m. when his westbound SUV left the roadway and struck a telephone pole. Johnson died at the scene. For the second time in 6 days, there was a murder in Grimes County. The victim of a shooting Sunday night in Shiro was identified by the sheriff's office as 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota. Investigators say 27-year-old Robert Bender told them he shot Mayan as part of an ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. Two Montgomery County men drowned yesterday in the swift current of San Luis Pass at western end of Galveston Island. The Brazoria County Sheriff's Office reported 67-year-old Larry Lumpkin of Willis drowned in the rip currents of the pass. His 46-year-old son-in-law, Dennis Robertson of Montgomery, drowned while attempting a rescue. Both were swept up to a half mile down the coast before they could be pulled from the water. A third man, 54-year-old Armando Espinoza of Houston, pulled Lumpkin from the water. In the process, Espinoza ingested a large amount of water. He was taken to a hospital in Galveston where he was last listed in stable condition. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Nice to have a little break as far as the temps are concerned, but as we've talked about, it's going to be 97 by the time we get to the weekend, and you know, we still got plenty of summer left. The folks at Intercon remind you they've got a couple of ways to help you out. First of all, energy efficiency in windows is important, but something that can make a difference immediately is solar screens. You can put up solar screens, at, especially if you have windows that are pointing east or west where the sun's pounding in on them. And, you know, that can cause a problem as far as heating the inside of your home, or maybe a building that you work in that's outside your house, an outbuilding. So a good way for you to cut down on that and therefore kind of make a good change to your energy costs is with solar screens from Intercon. Now, same thing they do with windows. They'll come out, they'll measure, they'll give you the cost, and then they'll leave you alone. Never any high pressure from Intercon, a local company, home-owned from day one. Got your neighbors working for them, as a matter of fact. And, of course, the windows are something that are worthwhile as well as far as energy efficiency in your home. They can either repair the ones that you have or replace them. But in any event, when you deal with Intercon, they'll give you an estimate and they'll leave you alone. Never any high pressure. Give them a call to get the ball rolling. That's Intercon, 823-3639.
Hi, I'm Jolene and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawn mowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
7-12, Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are heavy just south of our area all the way down to the coast. We'll see whether or not any of this can wrap back into the region. Right now, low pressure just south of the region is keeping the heaviest storms away from the region. Clouds, some sun today, the chance for a shower or storm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Partial sun tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers, thunderstorms Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Bryan High head coach Ross Rogers and new Rudder coach Greg Morgan on how changes to the middle schools in Bryan ISD will affect high school athletics. Meanwhile, the PGA Championship will be shifting on the calendar starting in 2019, and Johnny Manziel wants to coach. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, he wants to play, but if he can't play. If they're not going to let him do that, yeah. Okay. All right, so Chelsea, welcome back.
Thank you.
After she took a long weekend and went to Chicago. Now,
Chicago.
I'm guessing you flew.
I did fly.
Yeah, driving would take a while.
Yeah.
Well, so, of course, fresh off your trip, we now have the filthiest areas inside the airplane.
Oh, perfect.
Gross.
Well, I mean, it's afterwards.
Let me know.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
Because there's only so many places on an airplane
right.
You're allowed to go.
They say, whatever you do, try to clean these surfaces before touching them. Now, I mean, so what are you going to do? Are you going to take some
Clorox wipes? You're going to be that person.
You're going to be that weird person on the plane
right.
Who's rubbing everything down with Purell.
Just 7 or 8 of those and put them in a little Ziploc and call it good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can if you're really worried about it.
Okay, so anyway, number one is the tray table.
Mm-hmm.
Tray table that comes down in front of your seat right there has 8 times the amount of bacteria per square inch as opposed to the bathroom flush buttons.
Is nobody cleaning those things anyway?
Well, if you'll recall, last week we had the story about the kitchen sponge that had like 714 bazillion germs
right.
per square
yeah.
centimeter. So we decided to throw it away once a month or whatever. But the deal is, first of all, you'll have to remember that the little flip button on the tray table is probably nasty too.
Yeah.
So you have to wipe that first. And once again,
you should just wear gloves.
Yeah, just
wrap yourself in saran wrap and everywhere you go.
Air vents and seat buckles. Now, wait, you got to use the seat buckle. You have to.
Yeah.
You know, we'll continue. Restrooms. Restrooms is obvious. Okay.
Right.
Seat back pockets. Lord knows what you'll find in there.
True.
People do treat them like trash cans. And crews don't clean them out that well after every flight, it says. Here, germs can live in the seat pocket for up to 7 days.
I love the seat pocket.
And the aisle seat, very common for anyone going in and out of the seat to actually touch the first seat in the aisle.
Oh, I sat in the aisle seat both flights.
Now, what I find fascinating is that they tell you to do all of these things. Why? Because it's clear that you are the only one who has no germs on your hands or
everybody
whatever.
Else is so gross.
Exactly. They're so filthy, and you're going to get into this tube and fly with them for 2 hours someplace. So that's fine if you want to wipe all those surfaces down, but the deal is they're still there.
What did we do before these kind of studies came out? You know, we were all just dying of germs we picked up in planes.
And speaking of planes,
Swiss bank UBS just completed a study on the idea of a plane being flown by just a computer. They're saying the technology could be in place by 2025, but also included in their new study was a very pertinent question. Will people actually want to fly in one? Only 17% of 8,000 individuals said they would likely board a plane without pilots and a crew, even if it was cheaper. UBS is estimating pilotless planes could save the airline industry $30 billion a year.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Is the airlines know this, okay? But they're not going to float that trial balloon out. Because people would go crazy. Their heads would explode over that.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're going to get rid of pilots? So they have Swiss Bank roll this out because they ain't in the airplane business.
Mm.
I mean, they may finance some airline industry.
Right.
Competitive people. I'm not sure. But, you know, this is not a report that you're going to get from Boeing, or this is not a report you're going to get from Southwest Airlines. So they get the banking people to roll it out there, see how people feel about that.
I do not think I would want to get into a plane that didn't have a pilot.
I don't know, because the thing is, you know, if technology fails, sometimes a pilot is not going to matter. There's only so much that they can do when the technology fails on the plane.
Well, what they're looking at doing with trucks is trucks that can drive themselves, but there will be someone in there in case something goes wrong.
Right.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was wondering if there was going to be some sort of, like, backup person.
Well, there could be that, but all right.
I will say no pilot and no crew. That seems a little odd, because then you just have, like, the general public.
It's just people. Yeah.
Right. And no one to control, you know, any kind of situation
just
on the plane.
People making it gross in there.
Okay, well, let's get out in the weeds here just a little bit and think about this, okay? And what's driving this? And it's more than just technology, okay? It's years, because all those guys and some gals who learn to fly in the military, those people are starting to retire.
Mm.
And there are fewer and fewer military background pilots being trained. So there are fewer and fewer military background pilots who can enter into the commercial industry. So what are they going to do? How do you train those people? Because, you know, if you got, because I got a kiddo in the Air Force, and they end up with just massive numbers of hours of flying, okay? Mm-hmm. They fly a lot. They're flying all the time. So they've got big numbers. If you're not in the military and trained to be a pilot, then you don't get near those numbers, and so you don't have that experience. So who do the airlines want to hire? Well, if we could get computers to do part of this, or we could just have one person in the cockpit, maybe
right.
we could do this. Now, they're going to check. They're trying to. They're looking at. FAA is looking at changing some of the situations that come to the number of hours that you can become a pilot. Not necessarily in the commercial world, but they're just changing that. So understand, as these pilots age out of the system, who's going to replace them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe they're trying to just make us feel comfortable.
What kind of world do we live in, though, where at one point, whenever they invented planes, you know, they would put two pilots in there in case, like on any 70s television show, one of them had a heart attack so the other one could land it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about possibly having no pilot and no crew.
Well, remember in the Indianapolis 500, when it started, they had two drivers. So, you know, because they had to have an engineer in there or a fireman or whatever it was to put wood in the stove.
So soon in the Indianapolis 500, we're going to have no drivers in the cars?
Just saying, so.
Well, and someone someone texted in, and this is a great point. They said, you know, just take example the story of Captain Sully in the Hudson River.
Sure. Exactly.
You know, technology would have not been able to do anything that, about that, make that, that, make that yep. landing, make that
because
call.
If an engine goes out, a plane just becomes a big glider, you know.
Right.
So
hey there.
Okay, so we're going to hire a bunch of Ralph Cramptons to sit behind the seat, or we're going to have, I'm sorry, Dave, I cannot do that.
Makes us all feel better, doesn't yeah. it? Well, Eddie, all right, so let's switch to science and space then, okay,
woo-hoo!
There.
Space
no, actually, because what's happened is if you go on the Southwest Airlines website, they have flights that you can book. So you can view the eclipse best.
Oh my!
Flights for eclipse viewing.
Now none of them leave out of Texas. You know they leave out of Seattle, I think, and Denver. But yeah, if you were that geeked out that you wanted to be able to be in the sky at least when the total eclipse, solar eclipse happens on the 21st,
yeah.
then you could do that.
Well, you know what I was talking like last week about how I saw that report about how animals seem to act weird during the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. Apparently science doesn't have a lot of data to back that up. They're hoping citizen scientists will help change that whenever this solar eclipse travels across America on the 21st.
So citizen scientists.
Citizen that, scientists.
That'd be like people who are do science for fun.
Yeah, apparently you can download an app. It's called the iNaturalist app uh-huh. on your smartphone on the day of the eclipse. And it features a special drawdown menu that allows users to record observations of animal behavior leading up to, during, and after the solar eclipse.
Okay, if you're looking down at your device during the eclipse, you're missing the eclipse.
You are.
You?
Yeah.
All right, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so we've all seen, we've almost memorized those maps that show us the path of totality, as they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. There are other people who want to multitask, as you say, looking at their device or whatever. So somebody combined the eclipse map with one that shows where the most Bigfoot sightings have occurred. So now that you can see the eclipse and try to spot Bigfoot at the same time.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. And then there are also maps that show where the most UFO sightings happen. And that way, if you happen to be visiting a town where, you know, that's going on, then you've got the eclipse and you've got possible UFOs, too.
Is there, like, more supernatural activity when the eclipse is going on? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, I think that's one of the things they want to try to measure in this eclipse. They think if you want to multitask,
is there like a Venn diagram that shows where all three meet so that people can get out of their mom's basement and go watch that?
Could well be. I haven't happened to see that, but you might also have a desire to eat while the eclipse might be happening.
I probably will be hungry.
Was a dump until I went into a Waffle House.
They in fact have
a
list.
They're not even trying in there.
They're not. They have a list of where Waffle Houses are
Ooh.
In relation to the path of totality. So Bigfoot, UFOs, Waffle House, all combined,
all related,
right there
to the eclipse.
If you want to do the eclipse.
Hey,
thing.
Quick question though: what happens if an animal looks at the eclipse? We're not supposed to do it. You can't get a shoebox for an animal,
right? They
what
don't
do
have
you
a.
Do?
They don't have a viewing device.
All right. Do you see animals looking at the sun anyway?
I don't know. I've never seen one during an eclipse.
But I mean, just anyhow. And I don't know that an animal's going to go, hey, what's going on?
They're smart enough not to look into the burning ball in the sun in the sky.
Unlike us.
Yeah, I am.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniac, 725. You've probably been in a grocery store or another business has one of those big old scales in the front of it, okay? Mm-hmm. Which usually costs a quarter and you can guess your weight and you get, your horoscope or whatever. Okay, so, do you ever do that? Does anybody do
no.
that anymore?
No.
Well, one guy did. It did not turn out well for him. 72-year-old guy in front of a Publix grocery store in Florida. The Villages, where the median age is 90.
The median age is 90.
In Florida last week, he's there and he decided to weigh himself on the big scale.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Guess he wanted to be as accurate as possible, so he took his wallet out of his pocket and he set it aside. Because, a wallet's going to be
it's going to weigh a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, 6 ounces, whatever. So when he was done, went to grab his wallet. Somebody stole it.
Yep, of course.
Just saying. Guy lost his cash inside, but they were able to track down the wallet and get it back.
Oh, good, because he probably had a driver's license he needed.
Probably could have used that.
The wallet
was
important.
Next time, the extras, take off your shoes, but don't take off your wallet.
Don't never put your wallet out in public.
Wouldn't think so. 726, here's some weather. And it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Still have a chance of some showers today. That'd be probably still needed for a whole bunch of folks out there because we did get a little bit of rain, but not too much. And there is some shower activity, at least kind of in the general area. Most of it is south of us, and it's down in the Houston area and over in Sabine River area, but we're going to hope that maybe it'll rotate back up and see us right now. The nearest rain is currently in Cyprus. Anyhow, high temperature today, about 90 degrees, because it will be cloudy all day. 50-50 chance of some rain, and some of it could be heavy tonight. About 75 is our low. 93 tomorrow, still a chance of rain hanging around 20 or 30%. But by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, back up to full-bore heat out there. 96 for a high temperature on Friday, 97 on Saturday, and plenty of humidity. 96% humidity right now. Winds out of the north, strangely enough, at 3 miles an hour. We've got overcast skies, and it's 75.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Let's see, a ceasefire in an American city on a weekend. That's not a joke, folks. It actually happened in Baltimore. A 72-hour truce. They spread the message, nobody kill anybody, because 200 people have been killed so far this year. They tried to get some of the city's toughest people to sign on, thinking that would lead to a murder-free weekend. There were pro-peace events held all over the city. People held up signs offering free hugs. I guess that's better than no murders. Tyrone Boyette took part. He said that at least the ceasefire let people in the community know that there's hope. He said the killing won't end, but it is a start. Well, not everybody listened to the nobody kill anybody message. The ceasefire was shattered. At least two people were murdered over the weekend. Even so, Tyrone may be right. This effort to restore a moral compass in Baltimore did not come from the same old politicians who have been blowing it and feeding off the city for decades. This came from the people themselves, the citizens, who are tired of living in danger and surrounded by violence. Finally, they're standing up and demanding better. And that is hopeful, especially in a Democrat stronghold where pessimism rules the roost.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. RUSH15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Voters in the Bryan School District have a special election in 2 months.
BISD voters will be asked October 10th to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax rate for maintenance and operations. That's after adopting a budget which drops the tax rate to pay bonds by 3 cents.
In terms of the total tax rate, we have to go out for an election that will say we are raising your taxes. We are raising your taxes by minus 1 cent.
Doug Wunderberger among the board members repeating their theme of the district's total tax rate dropping by 1 cent if they get voter approval. If voters say no, David Stansney says a $3 million budget shortfall could be covered by the district's $35 million savings account or fund balance.
We really need to do this, regardless of how the possible election goes.
For years, the district has had the opportunity to raise the tax rate for operations and maintenance to take advantage of additional state funding. Ruthie Waller said the board waited until they could reduce the tax rate for paying bonds.
It's not like we've been able to do this the last 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden we got desperate and decided to do this.
If voters approve, the district will get an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million more from local property owners. While Bryan ISD's tax rate would go down, the district's portion of a homeowner's tax bill would go up due to rising property valuations. Taxes on the average home, assessed at $153,000, would go up $128. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School District has all its campus principals for the start of the new school year in 2 weeks. That's after the school board promoted Tommy Roberts as principal at Collegiate High School, following 5 years as associate principal and teaching there for 3 years. Roberts takes over for Christina Richardson, who was moved to the central office last month. A threat to cut Governor Abbott's call for a commission to study public school finance reform is coming from the Texas House, as some want to move forward with actual reforms.
We don't need to study this again unless we're going to take a meaningful step.
State House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty told Governor Abbott if the House's finance reform bills don't get heard in the Senate, he'll block Abbott's call for a school finance commission.
I want House Bill 21 referred. I want it heard. I want to have a discussion. And then I'm prepared to do that. I've shared that with the governor yesterday, and I'm very serious about that.
Huberty has two reform bills. One is a resolution asking voters to decide whether to allow overflow money from the state's $10 billion rainy day fund to go to education. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters is quoted in a Texas A&M System News release that the system has never been so community-minded. It's a response to Chancellor John Sharp's decision to not seek exemptions at two of the system's five public-private partnerships, or P3 projects, taking place in College Station. Hotel occupancy taxes will be collected at three hotels under construction, one north of Kyle Field and two at the Century Square development on University between Texas and College. Peters also thanked the Chancellor for not pursuing property tax exemptions at Century Square, which is estimated to have up to $300 million of improvements. A Madisonville man died after his SUV struck a telephone pole in Bryan. 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson was driving west on Highway 21 towards the freeway yesterday morning. Police report weather may have been a contributing factor as the SUV left the pavement and struck a telephone pole. Grimes County Sheriff's officers are told an ongoing dispute led to a fatal shooting Sunday night in Shiro. 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota was killed by a gunshot wound to the chest. 27-year-old Robert Bender told investigators he shot Mayan as the result of an ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. Three Boy Scouts from East Texas are dead after sailing at Lake of the Pines last Saturday.
For some reason, the craft ran into an overhead power line, and we believe electricity is the contributing factor.
Parks and Wildlife Captain Quint Balcom says the 11, 16, and 17-year-olds were members of Troop 620 in Hallsville. All were wearing personal flotation devices. In Waxahachie, the Ellis County Sheriff is not commenting on two former employees who were in charge of keeping track of stolen property and who have now admitted stealing 40 guns and rifles from their evidence room.
50-year-old Thomas Smith and 42-year-old Philip Slaughter, both former employees of the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, could face 10 years in prison for stealing and then reselling the guns. All those guns were to have been destroyed, but when they wound up at pawn shops and for sale online through Facebook, it wasn't hard to trace a serial number and figure out Smith and Slaughter were the culprits. Both pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced at a later date. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A funeral for former Governor Mark White will be held tomorrow in Houston. Governor Abbott's office announced White's body will lie in state Thursday afternoon at the state capitol. Burial will follow at the state cemetery during a private family ceremony. White, who served as governor from 1983 through 1987, fought kidney cancer for years. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Grazing and hunting leases have historically been done on a handshake in the Brazos Valley. But in today's world, it is important that landowners and producers develop written lease agreements to protect the interest of both parties. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension will be offering a free rancher's leasing workshop on Friday, September 1st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Hildebrand Equine Center in College Station. Lunch will be sponsored by Ag Workers Insurance. Please RSVP to Tiffany at 806-677-5600 by August 25th.
7:39. Good morning, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, checking weather that's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have a little wave of low pressure to our south this morning. Actually, you can see the showers and thunderstorms rotating around it off to our south and southeast. There's a lot of rain along the Texas coast, but not too much in our area. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sun today. May see a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90, partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, or 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers and storms around Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, new changes coming to the middle schools in Bryan ISD will affect high school athletics. We'll hear from some of the high school coaches about it. Meanwhile, Aggie alums are advancing to the semifinals at the IAAF World Championships, and former Texans tackle Vince Wilfork is hanging up his cleats. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's that fabulous time of year when retailers start helping you with school supplies and Halloween candy, too.
Oh, yeah, yum. Of course.
Now, you weren't with us yesterday, Chelsea, but we have two new Oreo flavors.
Oh, yeah?
Cookie butter.
Okay.
And peanut butter and jelly.
Mm, yeah. All right.
Again, I don't know why they decide what kind of jelly we can have.
Yeah.
Seems like we ought to be able to pick our own jelly, but nonetheless.
Don't give them any ideas, Scott.
No,
you know it, there will be more options.
Yes. Brock is opening up their game with cookie-flavored candy corn.
Okay.
That features. Yeah.
They got to do something to make candy corn good.
Features chocolate chip.
Nothing will work.
Oatmeal, cookies and cream, and butter cookie variety.
Butter okay.
You know, I like oatmeal, but I can't think of anything more repulsive than an oatmeal flavored candy corn.
Well, there's
the taste and the texture mixed together seem horrible.
Well, there will be no texture. It will be just like candy corn normally is.
Exactly. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like oatmeal texture.
No.
But yes, the flavor of oatmeal mixed with that texture of candy corn. Yum.
Okay, it's only available in a 15-ounce bag, which means you're buying a pound of these things.
No.
A pound of
them. I'm not.
That is a buy-in right there.
Yeah.
And it costs
commitment.
$5.
See, again, sampler packs, people.
Yep.
If you want people to really try these things, you got to give them all the flavors in one spot.
That's right. Limited offer here. Give this a try.
Little individual bags.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not like that's really difficult to do.
Right.
You could probably do that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, so hacking has become a bigger and bigger deal. You know, I mean, how many companies have been hacked now?
Right. Yeah. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally these
join
people.
Join the club.
Yeah, these hacker folks have figured out where the money is, and that's apparently in the entertainment industry.
HBO.
That's it.
I heard about this.
Ones who have gotten hit. Here we go. The story.
Time. Hackers not only posted new stolen files, they're demanding a multi-million dollar ransom to prevent the release of entire TV series and other proprietary information. The latest episode of Game of Thrones was leaked last week in the first hack. The hackers have given the network 3 days to pay up, and they want their money in Bitcoin. The stolen information seems to be technical data and a list of passwords. HBO is investigating and working with police and cybersecurity experts.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And again, that's their bread and butter, and you know, people want that. That's for sure. And they've got plenty of money. I mean, if you follow the dollars, there are plenty of dollars there at HBO.
Oh, yeah, and some of them apparently are going to IKEA. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes, I did.
Some of Jon Snow's capes and soap opera with swords came from IKEA.
They're rugs.
Yeah, they're just rugs.
They're made from IKEA.
You can
rugs.
Actually buy them from IKEA.
Who did I talk to about this?
I just saw it on Twitter this morning.
They repurposed them, basically, and that's what his
cape is made out of.
Yeah, one of them's like $14.99, and the other one's like $29.99, so.
Hey.
And, you know, here are we found out, and so you've got time between now and Halloween to be able to dress like Jon Snow.
Perfect.
Yeah, and all you got to do is find an IKEA, or an IKEA, rather.
That's what they are.
There we are.
All right, so we all change our passwords every 6 months, like we're supposed to, right?
Yeah. Only if they make me.
All right. Well, there are new guidelines which are already filtering through the wider world to drop this whole
password expiration advice. And this whole deal about using special characters, you know, they give you guidelines that go, okay, put an uppercase, put a number, put a special character. They basically now are saying that is really not the way to be doing this. This is not the way that you should be able to come up with passwords.
Okay.
First of all, it's difficult for you to come up with it, and it drives you crazy to try to figure out something new and different. And granted, we needed to do this a long time, like 10, 15 years ago, we needed to come up with new rules that were out there.
Absolutely.
And the people who tell us this, they're called NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Those are the guys who put together a publication years ago, in 2003, about guidelines to develop passwords. But if you fall back into the same thing over and over again, you really haven't done anything to improve your security in your computer. Because hackers, what they did is they went in, they used a study using a series of four words can be harder for hackers to crack than a shorter hodgepodge of these strange characters that you try to think of or have a program generate. Since having a large number of letters makes things harder than a smaller number of letters, characters, and numbers. So actually come up with four words, write all those words out and make that your password as an example.
You know, I've been doing that for a little while, and now that they've put this story out, that's going to become more easy for people to hack, and I'm going to figure out, I have to figure out a new way to make a new password.
Actually, in a widely circulated piece, they said it would really take, a guy named Randall Monroe did a piece that said it would take 550 years to crack the password, correct horse battery staple. Okay? Those are simple words. But the idea is it's got so many different letters and so many different combinations that that's, rather than you come up with password using dollar signs or
right.
monkey one or whatever, then you do it that way, and it really does make a difference. They found out that researchers said after they got some data, they took a hard look at people's passwords and how they would fare against the tools that hackers are using to break those, and they came up with the conclusion that while we think we're really clever with our passwords, we really aren't,
mm-hmm.
and then we do tend to gravitate back toward those same old combinations and over again.
So it seems like it's less about, you know, the characters you're using, and it's more about the amount of them. So you could use one word as long as that word was like anti-disestablishmentarianism or something.
Yeah, well, but that may be something hard to spell. That's why you come up with horse battery staple, you know, gong
make
or something.
Right.
Those are all words that are easy to spell. You know what order they're in, and that ends up being a password that you don't have to think about. Because I would almost assure you that when they tell people to use a character, they put a dollar sign in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just think that happens.
Or an exclamation point because it's on
point.
The one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to hack into people, but you need to be thinking about that kind of stuff because there are people out there who are going to spend all day trying to do just exactly that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With that in mind, can you imagine turning off all your phone's notifications even for a day?
So that's so funny you say this. Keep going, but I've begun to turn off some of my notifications.
Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, pretty smart people over there,
mm-hmm.
held the Do Not Disturb Challenge, getting people to turn off their notifications for 24 hours. Unsurprisingly, those taking part ended up a lot more productive, less distracted, and they otherwise would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And while many of the participants also said that they felt anxious, FOMO, about what they were missing, half actually turned off the notifications on some or all of their apps then more often after the study.
Yeah, I read an article about kind of pulling back on being so connected without just going cold turkey, and that was one of the tips, was turning off notifications that truly are unnecessary. So when I post something on Instagram and someone likes it, I get a notification. And I don't need to know that, you know, Sally liked my post right then and there. I can just go into the app later whenever I want and say, oh, I've got a few likes on my post, you know. And so every time my phone lights up, of course, my eyes go to the screen and it's just a notification about something I don't even need to check.
Well, part of it has to do with you, the person who makes the post, and why did you make the post? Make the post to share it with somebody, make the post to get a reaction from somebody.
Exactly. I mean,
and if you're in the first group, then, yeah, the reward's not the right word. The reaction that you get from posting is not nearly what you're looking for. You just wanted to go, hey, I saw this, I wanted to share it with you, thought it was funny or entertaining or interesting or whatever, and you don't really ask for feedback from them. And now, by the same token, now let's check in with that person 3 weeks down the road when they've been sending these things out and people have not responded, then how will they feel?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So, don't know, but again, it's like anything else. Have a healthy attitude about it. Mm-hmm. Use it in moderation and understand, like you said, and the study says, you'll probably end up being more productive if you're not waiting to find out that you've gotten some sort of an affirmation from somebody because you sent something
right. out. Yeah.
749.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Not long ago, a friend shared an article that posed an interesting question to parents. Would you go back and relive your teenage years? Many adults said they would, but...
Now, wait a minute. That's yesterday's Focus on the Family. All right, we'll get you today's here in just a minute.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Just a few miles south of Mount Rushmore is another memorial with a fascinating story. I learned about it a few years ago when my family and I went camping in South Dakota. In 1948, a sculptor named Korchok began construction on a monument honoring Native Americans. The vision for the project included a mammoth-sized image of Chief Crazy Horse chiseled out of the mountain. By the time Korchok passed away in 1982, the project was nowhere near completion. Construction could have come to an abrupt halt right then, but his wife Ruth, along with 7 of his 10 children, decided to carry on his work. In 1998, the stone face of Crazy Horse was finally dedicated. What inspired me most about that story was how generations of Korchok's family stuck together through adversity to see their father's and now grandfather's vision through to the end. And of course, my wife and I want to see our values passed on to our sons. And that goal of passing on your values to the next generation is just as relevant to single parents and those who have been divorced as it is for intact marriages. Families currently on a positive trajectory can keep moving forward. And for families who have faced dysfunction, they can write their family's course and say, "It stops with me." To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, there's a big change coming for Bryan ISD this fall. Instead of four middle schools, there will now be two 6th and 7th grade schools, Stephen F. Austin, which will feed directly into Bryan High, and Davila, which goes directly to Rudder. Bryan High head football coach Ross Rogers says the change is a big benefit for high school athletics.
We've just been watered down. If you look, go back in history, you look, when we opened up Long, it hurt SFA a little bit, and then we opened up Davila, and then the records went down. So then when we're competing across town with the College Station schools and Navasota, we just didn't fare as well. Rayburn always did pretty well. Now, with all our kids in one, I feel really good about the continuity and them wanting to come over and be Vikings.
The idea of two middle schools is new to Bryan ISD, but not new to Rudder head football coach Greg Morgan, who experienced the same kind of system in 16 seasons at Madisonville.
Even the day-to-day processes of how we run things here at Rudder will be implemented down there at the junior high, and so with those kids having that in the 7th and 8th grade, it's just going to be a larger asset to us. And then we'll also get to know those kids more personally because we'll know them by name by the time they get here. And it won't be a guessing game as to who's coming, who's not coming. We'll know exactly who we have.
We'll see how the change affects the Rangers and Vikings down the road. To hear more from Coach Morgan and Coach Rogers, as well as Bryan ISD Athletics Director Lance Angel, go to our website, WTAW.com. For the Brazos Valley Bombers, the final regular season series with the Texarkana Twins was canceled last night due to weather. However, the Bombers return home to play the Twins tomorrow in round one of the TCL playoffs. First pitch will be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In London, two more Aggie track and field alums advanced to the semifinal round of their respective events during yesterday's evening session at the IAAF World Championships held in London Stadium. Amir Webb finished second in his heat of the 200-meter, while Shamir Little placed third in her heat of the 400-meter hurdles, both earning automatic qualification. Today, Fred Curley returns to the track as he faces a talented field in the men's 400-meter final. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off last night, but both teams return to the field tonight as the Stros head to Chicago to face the White Sox. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:10 p.m., and the Rangers head to New York to take on the Mets in a two-game series. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, former New England and Houston defensive tackle Vince Wilfork announced his NFL retirement in a barbecue commercial. Wilfork tweeted a video showing him untaping his ankles, hanging up his cleats, and grabbing grilling tongs. The video then shows the 35-year-old defender dancing, cooking ribs, and smoking a cigar while wearing his trademark overalls. Meanwhile, if former NFL and Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel is unable to return to the NFL, he still wants to remain in sports, potentially as a coach. Manziel was attending the International Football Betting Conference in Costa Rica when he was asked which level he'd like to coach at. Manziel said, quote, probably college. And the PGA of America is moving its major championship to May, beginning with the 2019 PGA Championship at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Two officials involved in the discussion say the PGA of America and PGA Tour will discuss details of the move as early as today at Quail Hollow Club, site of this year's PGA Championship. The PGA Championship has been in August since 1969, with two exceptions. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by WEC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. I see dealer for details.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit messinahoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Got a bit of chill. News Talk 1620, Infomaniacs.
Okay, so Johnny Manziel would coach if he can't play. Speaking at the 2017 International Football Betting
Conference. Yep.
As it says here, at the Sheraton Grand Casino in Costa Rica, providing workshops from professionals to make you a sharper sports better this coming football season.
This is the guy
perfect to put on
coaching.
His resume
for
a college
I'm
coach.
Able to speak there. He did. One of the things he said, and again, you want the kid to be able to overcome whatever he's been doing.
Right.
He said, I really should have paid more attention my second season in college after he wins the Heisman.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all know that. All those coaches with their whistles around their necks knew that.
Learn from it.
Now he knows it. Anyway,
yep.
We hope it works out for him. But I never even knew there was an international betting
in Costa Rica.
Conference.
Yeah.
Imagine that. All right, got a slight chance of rain, but it's moving away from us right now. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.